Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud of sound.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is chief economist for the NFIB, and his index of small business optimism is the gold standard for this sector. And we're happy to say Bill joins us every month to give us a tour of that survey. Bill, we talked about the general situation in the previous segment. It's just very much like it has been. Well below the 40-year averages, and not really climbing that much. What about the sales situation? What are your people telling you about sales?
They're telling us that the sales trends are not very good. We asked them, their sales quarter on quarter, the last 3 months versus the prior 3 months. We asked them if the sales are headed up or down, and we have 8 percentage points more saying headed down than say headed up.
Wow.
Which is not a really good position to be in.
Especially going into the holidays.
Yeah, consumer spending, hasn't been that good, It's been pretty flat out there.
Well, we polled our audience, our online poll, which is not even, doesn't even hold the candle to your work, but just a quick weekly poll, and 41% of our people said that they had noticed a difference in the behavior of customers since the Obamacare rollout.
Yeah.
This was just last week.
Yeah.
44 out of 6 said that they would notice there was a noticeable difference in the behavior of their customers.
And again, for most consumers right now, it's an uncertainty factor. That is,
right.
Most individuals haven't been impacted yet. But what's the news? The news is 15 million people had their insurance canceled.
Right.
And the warning is that, that as we roll this thing out, businesses are going to find that their policies don't meet the standard.
Right.
And so people are afraid. Or they understand. They hear doubling of premiums and tripling
Right. They're already paying. If they're a small business, Bill, they're already paying maybe $6,000 or $7,000 year for coverage. And if that doubles, a lot of small business owners, $6,000 coming out of their budget a year almost puts them out of business.
Yeah, well, they're not going to go out of business because they're not going to pay it. They're going to have to say to their employees, I'm really sorry, I gave you insurance all these years, but I just can't do it anymore. So here's the $7,000. That, of course, eliminates the old tax wedge. That
right.
is, you pay tax on the $7,000 instead of having your employer
right.
use it pre-tax to
right.
buy your insurance, so
mm-hmm.
the cost of your insurance goes up right away, so this scares people, and they are cautious, and they don't spend as much.
Yep.
That shows up in the sales numbers.
There you go. What about hiring? Is hiring tracking with sales?
Yeah, actually, hiring has been looking pretty good. Surprisingly, we had a bump back up in the plans to create new jobs. From 5%, a net 5 planning to create new jobs, to 9, which was back the reading we had in September. So in October we fell down, but then we got back up again. And we had the job openings number move up to 23%. So both of those indicators are what I would characterize as the low end of historical normal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming from the bottom side.
Right.
And they're starting to look halfway decent in terms of their levels, and we've seen that in the jobs numbers. They've been a little bit better for the last couple months than we've been experiencing for the past 5 or 6 years.
Right.
So it looks like that's a little more solid than before. But again, it really has to be. We have 3 million more people every year. Those 3 million more people need haircuts. That 3 million
mm-hmm.
more haircuts. I'll assume they're all males for the example here. But you get the idea that we do have to keep growing employment because we have population growth, and all those services that ordinary people need, you know, need to be provided, and small businesses do that.
And surely, Bill, we're getting to the point where we've maxed out our in-house capacity. We've got to start adding people. And so, are we starting to see that indicated by the larger companies that they may be hiring next year?
Well, I don't think there's been a good pickup in the hiring for the big companies, especially on the retail side. In our survey, we had a net 0% planning to increase employment among the retail firms that we have, and I think the big ones are seeing the same thing. There's right. no big surge in spending, so they're not there. The only hot area, which is kind of interesting, both in our survey and at the big level, at the macro level, is manufacturing.
Yeah, and that is picking up. I'm getting the NAM report from my good buddy Chad Moutre every week, and it looks like manufacturing is picking up.
Yeah, it really is. The ISM index showed that manufacturing has really done well. The Empire State Index for that region came out, and it was not up as much as people expected, but mm-hmm. it was up. And in our survey, they have the strongest hiring plans of any of the sectors.
Mm-hmm.
I said there was zero for retailing. Well, you can expect that because retailing's done the yeah. hiring that it's going to do.
Well,
so it's going to be phasing out.
You know, the good thing is I like it when big companies start hiring because you and I both know a lot of big companies depend upon small vendors to complete their cycle. And so when big businesses grow, if they grow, when you know hiring. Means that they're probably already letting contracts to small businesses.
Right. Exports are growing. Yep. Manufacturing's up. That's
yep.
good.
We're going to come right back. And one of the things when we come back, I want Bill to weigh in on the Fed meeting this week and the prospect of Janet Yellen being the chairman apparent for the Fed. Coming up after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.